Of course, with a new administration, things changing for everybody, including small towns around the state. Our friend Betsy Guerra is the executive director of the Connecticut Council of Small Towns. She joins us now. Betsy, Happy New Year. How are you?
Happy New Year. I'm great. How are you?
How are things with the small towns? What are we looking forward to in this legislative session? With the Democrats having so much more of an overwhelming majority in both the House and the Senate, does that change things from your perspective?
It certainly does change things. As you mentioned, we have a new year, new governor, administration, a lot of new faces at the state capitol, new committee chairs. And so there are a number of challenges, but there's also a lot of opportunities. And so this year, our board of directors has highlighted several new initiatives to support. One of those is making sure that we promote efforts to strengthen the local economies in our smaller communities. A lot of our towns have moved from relying on 80% of their tax base on homeowners. Now that's increased to 90% and above.
Yikes.
And so we really need to help our smaller communities diversify their revenue base, attract more businesses, invest in local infrastructure, and revitalize our downtown. So that's to the top of our agenda this year.
Betsy, what qualifies as a small town?
Well, there's a number of different ways of looking at it. In terms of cost, we look at towns with a population of 30,000 or less. However, most of our members are much smaller than that.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. And one of the things we've talked a lot about, we do this thing called Mayor Monday. I guess you're representing all the mayors in small towns here in the state today. So do your best. But the thing we hear is, you know, a lot of them are like bedroom communities. So, you know, you still have your schools, you still have your public safety, you still have all of that. But industry sometimes can be a real boost for a small town.
It can be. And so we have seen that our smaller towns have lost some of their manufacturing facilities, retail operations. So we really want to promote what's happening. If you go, and I know you've heard about this from Mayor Mondays because people have talked about the different activities, but there's actually a lot happening in our small towns in terms of tourism opportunities. So we have reached out to the Office of Tourism to see how we can work together to promote tourism in our smaller towns. So people know about these activities, come down and join them. And they really do benefit not only the communities, but they benefit the state's overall competitiveness.
I would guess that small towns on the Gold Coast have a different agenda than small towns in the Northwest Corner or out by stores and that kind of thing. But what's the one or two things, Betsy, that they all have in common?
One of the things that emerged from our legislative planning discussions was the need for greater predictability relative to state revenues.
Oh, yeah.
Given the state's budget challenges in the last few years, you've seen a lot of changes in how municipal aid is delivered. For example, there were delays in Town Aid Road, which ended up stalling very critical road projects, paving projects, culvert replacement, et cetera. There was also a delay in releasing the local capital improvement funds, again, undermining efforts to move forward with critical infrastructure projects. Then the mid-year cuts in funding that came, which really decimated a lot of local programs. So one of the big things that all the towns agree on is that we need to have greater predictability in terms of municipal aid levels. But we also need to give towns the tools to be able to react and respond to changes in funding, because otherwise, you know, we're just in a very difficult place. Towns are already beginning to talk about their budgets for the upcoming fiscal year.
Yeah. So, and you pay for it, of course, through, and this is why you guys should all care. This is the property tax, which is, you know, certainly a big deal in this state and has been for quite a while. You know, but there are a number of things, too, that you and I have talked about before, and that's the unfunded mandates. Okay, so now you've got a school district. Let's say you lose 10, 15, 20, 30 kids. You still have to spend the same amount of money, right?
Pretty much. I mean, there is some flexibility to reduce funding if you've lost population, but it's very restrictive. And so we need to look at ways of changing that minimum budget requirement and allowing towns to be able to control local education budgets, which comprise, in many cases, you know, 65 to 85% of the local budget.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had any communications yet with the new administration?
We have reached out to the new administration, and we are hoping to meet with them soon to talk about some of our legislative priorities.
Has he reached out to you? Hello?
Yes.
Has he reached out to you?
No, he has not at this point.
Okay. Well, he's been very busy. He's got a very full plate, as you and I well know.
You know, we're hoping that he will be available to speak at the town meeting coming January 16th.
Indeed.
Yeah. I know his staff has said that the transition is keeping them very busy.
Of course it is.
And so we're not quite sure. We do have the legislative leaders on hand, and they will be discussing their budget priorities and goals for 2019. We also have Keith Faniff, who will be talking once again about the state's budget challenges and what that might mean for municipal aid.
And that's at the your town meeting coming up in a couple of weeks. Where does that take place?
It's at the AquaTurf and Plant
Show. Oh, yeah, okay.
I was going to say, you have to have it in a small town, don't you?
We do have to have it in a small town. And it's always nice to highlight our smaller communities through our events.
It goes from 8 to 2, too. This is a full day.
It is a full day. In the morning is generally networking. We also elect our new officers. And Rudy Marconi is expected to be elected president for the next term. So we're excited about that. And we also have invited Sam Gold from the River Cog to talk about regionalism, which is another big issue that the small towns are looking at this year. You know, we always get a bad rap for standing in the way of regionalism, which is really not true. We're actually working with the councils of government to promote regional opportunities, to explore opportunities for shared services.
But, I mean, there are a lot of people who say, you know, I like the idea of autonomy, you know, being in control of my own town. I don't want to give it all up to, you know, somebody else and lose some of our identity, which is part of the charm of Connecticut. So it's a fine line to walk.
It is a fine line, and a lot of times the proposals that have been floated, they really haven't looked at whether or not they truly save money and that they do not undermine the delivery of services. So those are key. So whenever we look at those things, we have to make sure that they are, in fact, going to lead to savings, that they are going to continue to provide a quality service to our residents.
Okay.
But we also have to look at removing some of the barriers to regionalism, and a lot of times those pop up, but nobody really wants to address those. So, you know, for example, we had towns that wanted to share a building inspector, and yet the terms for the building inspector are set in statute. Yeah. And so they had wait until that expired.
Betsy, we got to run. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Good luck.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Betsy Guerra from the Small Towns, Connecticut Council of Small Towns.